So our first footsteps reader is a woman who's been a poet here for, I don't know, 30 years or so. She ran a poetry reading in the South End, Easy Speak Seattle, and she's my friend. Please welcome T. Clear.
Yes.
Okay. And thank you to Doug for putting together this gorgeous, gorgeous book. It's lovely. I'm going to read three poems, two from the anthology, and one more that I thought was appropriate for tonight. And the first poem is a poem I wrote. Its intent was to comfort, and I thought it's in the anthology, but it also seemed appropriate for, as Paul said, what's been going on this week. While you wander, if you keep this poem, this amulet inside you, then you will remember that it is me who will look for your return. Wherever you go, I will be here with an open door, the bread rising, the soup simmering, the apples nearly ripe. I'll prepare a bed for your weariness, a lavender bath to soothe your aches. Beeswax candles will light the way if moonlight is scarce. If you return at midday, follow the sun's angle to the path that leads to my house, the walk lined with roses, the blue mailbox announcing your name. A chorus of crickets will welcome you. An assembly of finches will sing to you from the quince. Hummingbirds will beat their wings 80 times per second because you have come back to me, my wanderer, because the night has been too long and too dark, even though my eyes stay open and lit through these hours. If you wear this amulet, then I will know that you cannot forget that within its velvet folds is my solitary wish to keep you safe from the snake's fang, the tornado's funnel, the sinking boat adrift in the absence of current, all that I cannot keep from you, because you have chosen to step away, my gypsy, my rambler, my drifter, in exile from all that I would make yours, all that I treasure, you, you, and you again, here against my breast, your beating heart. Thank you. Abide. One day, a clutch of pheasant eggs at the foot of the apple tree. The next morning, nothing. Never mind my frantic pacing down row after orchard row, certain I'll stumble upon them disguised as autumn's crackled leaves. Where is the hen that yesterday perched above me in blossoms just beginning to flare open? Instead, a dead robin on its back that I flip with a twig so that it may face decay with some small dignity. Apples too small to be useful lie puckered at my feet. I make a heap of the misshapen, the pocked and cleaved that endured a winter of snow and perpetual winds. Here is something imperfect to love, if not the dead robin or missing eggs. And here is one half apple withered to the shape of an even more imperfect heart. Held to the sun, a fire still burns at the core. Let it be enough is my insufficient prayer, and I walk away knowing that it's not. This life, this one, with a wrinkled shirt and a stuck zipper that snores, this life with a missing tooth that makes too little money, This life with food stamps. This life with no car or a broke down car. This life with an empty tank. This life that trips you and breaks your glasses. This life that pulls you over. This life that bills you, charges interest, bills you again. This life with a late fee. This life that forecloses you. This life that keeps breaking up with you. This life that won't ever marry you. This life that divorces you again. This life that says you'll never get it right. Yes, this one. This life that won't let you go. This life that calls you cunt, bitch, that gets up in your face and says, keep it up, you know what I'll do. This life that drinks too much and leaves your glass empty. This life that kills you eventually, and yet in those last few minutes, you know you'll plead for more of this life, this one life that will walk away from you and not turn back. Thank you.